Talk about the craft, learning the craft of wide receiver under Marv. I mean, I'm sure you came in with your own, you know, habits and way of doing things, and I'm sure Marvin's taught you a few things.
Well, I mean, I learned a lot from everybody. Marv was a big part of it, but, like, coming in, I mean, Marv was learning a lot, and, you know, he was just, you know, became a receiver. And, you know, DJ and, you know, even, like, some of the guys that didn't play taught me, like even Nick, like Nick Kuchel and Ben Evans and, like, Donnie Norderman. A lot of those guys taught me a lot. And just, you know, listening to the upperclassmen, really. So.
I guess, what does it mean, like, when you see him go up in the rankings like that and be considered one of the better wide receivers in that
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, and it's cool to be, you know, with somebody, you know, that stature, and, you know, being able to learn from somebody like that, and, you know, even learn from his mistakes, and, you know, that you can go out there and maybe hopefully do the same things he's doing, and it's good to compete with somebody like that because it just makes you better.
Do you remember Tim Dwight?
Yeah. I was young. but like my like pretty much the reason why I mean my favorite team is Falcons, NFL, and one of the reasons why is because when he returned that opening kick, was that the Super Bowl? Yeah.
Yeah,
like that, I guess that's one of the main reasons why they became one of my favorite teams. And Tim Dwight just being, you know, another, you know, homegrown guy, you know, it's pretty cool to, you know, wear his number and you know, being able to learn from him, and, you know, especially when he comes and works out with us sometimes, you know, it's cool. It's really cool to see.
Was that intentional, to wear his number?
No. Actually, I was hoping to get my high school number, but they gave me 6, which is pretty cool. So.
I can't remember what your high school was.
5. Yeah. Any questions?
What was your biggest adjustment coming to college?
The speed and being able to come out and compete like every day, and, you know, knowing that every day is important. You know, in high school, you kind of you'd be able to relax a little bit, but, you know, here there's no time to relax, and, you know, you got to learn a lot. And freshman year is probably the toughest part because you learn so much and you have school. So I guess it's just, you know, coming in and being able to compete and use those skills and being able to hold all that you know, information you're getting. You know, and it's coming in real fast. So, especially when you're playing, you know, you got to learn a lot. So, I guess that was the hardest part.
You obviously know Marvin well, not just being teammates, but
yeah.
You described him as like a brother back in the start of fall camp. What does it say to you, or what do you think when you hear him say, you know, that he hasn't really had that moment where he feels he's kind of arrived as a receiver?
He
views that he still has things that he needs to work on, even miss all the accomplishments.
Yeah. I'm really glad he thinks that way, and you're supposed to think that way. That's what the coaches press and push here, because there's always something to work on. There's always something to make you better. And for him to say that, for him to think that, I mean, it's just going to make him better and make him a better, you know, established receiver, and get him to compete more. So the fact that he's saying that, you know, that helps me, you know, knowing that I have a lot to work on. So it's good to hear that from him.